Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready for Fast Greens and Thick Rough this week on Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
I'm clearing too early. I'm clearing too late. My God, my swing feels like an unfolding lawn chair.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at LangdonFarms.com.
U.S. Open Week on Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080.
I look like a fool. What the hell do you think you look like? Shooting them chili peppers up Lee Jansen's ass.
The Fan.
Hey, what a dude.
Ahoy.
He's back.
I'm back.
He's back.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be back.
Golf in Vegas was great.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, wait.
You didn't go to golf in Vegas.
I did not.
Man.
Actually, it's golf in Southern Utah right now, then golf in Vegas. Well, it was golf in Vegas, then golf in Southern Utah, then golf in Vegas. And I decided to skip it and just lay in bed and die.
I'm so sorry.
Because apparently I've developed the Isaac Rop immune system.
A lot of people were saying Big Souk had diarrhea.
Look, I'm not here to confirm nor deny. I'm just saying, me and Sacred Heart.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
I may have played at BYU. Maybe I played at Sacred Heart. It was a rough, it's been a rough 3 or 4 days for me.
Well, listen, that sucks. You were going to go to Vegas, and then you were going to go to Utah, and you were going to do some golfing and gambling and drinking and basically the coolest trip a guy could do, and you couldn't do that. That's awful.
Yeah, we were leaving Sunday morning, and like first thing Sunday morning, like a red eye. And Friday, me and my buddy went out, and you ever have that Friday night and you're like, I don't got it. Like, you just feel tired and you're like, maybe something's coming on. And you're like,
every Friday.
Yeah. You're like, you try to drink that away. You're like, I'll just shove that down. And I heard once that alcohol can kill anything, right? You just bleach your system. So you kind of push through that. And I didn't have a late Friday night, got home, and tell you what, woke up about 3-4 hours into that night and was like, and I'm dying. And then that turned into, I can just kind of drug myself up and pass out on the plane.
Yeah, throw on a mask.
Yeah, throw on a mask and then quarantine for, a day or so and then rally. And so that was the initial plan. And then somewhere in between me originally dying on Friday night and having to leave Sunday morning, the realization happened that I have to get up and pack. And I can't get up and make it to the bathroom.
Ooh.
Without feeling like I'm going to die.
Ooh.
Therefore, that kind of just went away.
Trip over.
And then by the time I started feeling okay today, we started looking at flights last minute to get into like St. George. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, you're spending like $700 to fly in for basically a day and a half. So it just kind of... Don't worry, I keep getting updates about what a kick-ass time everyone's having. And
I'd be sending you pictures right and left.
How awesome the food is and all the debauchery and the courses.
The food?
And, yeah.
Where are they?
Well, they're down, they rented, a kick-ass house. So, one dude was, doing ribs, and it's just, it's a whole thing. And then I had soup. I had soup and, I managed to get some beef jerky down yesterday. That was exciting, so...
A lot of people were saying Big Sook had diarrhea.
Yeah. And I'm hurt. Look, sometimes it's fake news, and other times the reports are spot on. I'll leave that up to the people.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Yeah.
Just kind of sucks right before a trip, man.
Yeah.
It's no good.
Well, and then you realize, too, like, because you're just, at that point, you're like, whatever, just get me to Vegas, and then I'll deal with it then. But then you start realizing what your experience is going to be. And really, honestly, the deciding factor for me was, one, not, I just couldn't get up to pack. I was thinking about asking the BTJ. I'm like, hey, you just want to pack for me? Can you throw my clubs in the bag and then, you know, just wheel my ass to the airport? And then I thought, because we landed in Vegas, but then we were driving to Mesquite and then on to St. George, the idea of being in the back of like a Suburban for like 4 or 5 hours driving through the desert, like in 90 degree plus, there was nothing in my internal system on either end that was going to allow that to be an enjoyable experience.
Well, it's a good thing that you're 46.
Yeah, almost 47.
Yeah.
47 years.
It's a good thing you're 46, because if you were 26, you would have nutted up and gone on that flight.
Yes.
But at 46, you're not a hero.
No.
And you know that.
Yeah.
And this is what you learn from life experience.
You do.
It's like you really want to go, but you know you can't, and so you don't.
Yes.
As opposed to when you're young, and you really want to go, and you know you shouldn't, but you do.
Yeah. And then, you have to endure the taunts and, you know, and everything. And that's just...
Ah, come on. What are we, 12?
Line already saying you have gout.
We were kind of hoping. I mean, it's only right.
Look.
You make fun of gout?
I have long said that if I get gout, just bring it on. Like, all the taunts come my way. I've been making fun of gout for years. But no gout. The feet are fine.
Your feet?
The feetsy are good. And then I also thought about, what happens if something goes wrong on the airplane and now we have to turn the plane around because of me?
Oh, like what? Man, what could have popped?
It's biohazard, man. We've seen it.
Bad stuff was happening, man. Like, I could not be trusted, like, at all. And, like, depending on where I'm at in the plane, it was touch and go. It was Sacred Heart for, like, 3 straight days.
And okay, we apologize.
It just was all bad. All bad.
Well, look at the bright side.
And then you ask, do you have the discipline to not drink and do debaucherous things if you do end up in Vegas? And the answer to that question is no, I do not. I have zero self-control.
Well, there are times when your body can just rally,
yeah,
and you just sort of just put it to bed for a bit, and yeah, then you let her rip.
Yeah.
But you will pay the price for that after, you know,
yeah,
36, 48,
yeah,
72 hours. You know, you'll pay the price.
Sure.
So you don't want to do that. No. So the bright side is, you know what the bright side is?
What's the bright side?
You got to go to Bi-Mart Lucky Number Tuesday.
I did. I experienced my first Bi-Mart Lucky Tuesday.
That would not have happened had you not gotten sick.
No. And let me tell you, I have never been to a Bi-Mart. This is first time. I think the only time I went to a Bi-Mart is when we did a show out at Bi-Mart in Damascus. That was me and, I believe, the Great Iron Furnace.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
No.
So just to reset,
yeah,
I've been talking about my trips to Bi-Mart with my father-in-law every Tuesday.
You and Dick on your way to the Bi-Mart.
Yeah, Dick. Yeah. He went today, got a little tired. I didn't go. I had other stuff, but he got a little tired. Our Bi-Mart trips are winding down,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
But...
you'll always have Bi-Mart.
Yeah, like...
Did he win the raffle today?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I haven't gotten the update yet. My wife and I are right now are like two ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
But...
things happening.
But the president of Bi-Mart is a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
And so we've been talking about Bi-Mart for a long time. And I love Bi-Mart. Dude, Bi-Mart's like the greatest place on earth, especially if you're 70 or north.
Yes.
And the president of Bi-Mart, mm-hmm, based in Eugene, I think,
yeah,
came up here, was up here on business, and he dropped off a membership for you.
I am a member
out of
Bi-Mart
the blue.
Yeah.
He was
an
like,
exclusive club.
Give Big Sook this membership.
Yeah.
So now this was your first trip.
This was my first trip
to Lucky Number Tuesday. And Tuesday's the only day to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go any other day, and yeah, there's fewer olds, but you want to go on Lucky Number Tuesday because your Bi-Mart card number,
yeah,
could win you something very big.
Today, up for grabs, there was a cordless vacuum. There was some lawn furniture that was available. There was an assortment of chips that were available to win. Now, I am sorry to inform you that no wins.
You didn't win.
I did not win. But I specifically went today because it was Lucky Number Tuesday. And there's, like I told you, there's this little Hawaiian joint. And that's where I realized a couple times where I just inadvertently found myself out there on a Tuesday. And I was like, oh my God, the Bi-Mart's jumping. So I was like, look, if I'm going to make my first trip to Bi-Mart, it needs to be on a Tuesday. And it did not disappoint. You did not, like, you can't properly prepare for what goes down on a Bi-Mart Tuesday. It was almost like when everyone was talking to me about like the Bachelor's Inn down in Coos Bay, like you're like, how, like you think some of those stories are exaggerated. And then you go there and you're like, no, that's what I felt about Bi-Mart. I was like, yeah, you know, I know the olds are hanging out and I know they take it seriously, but I'm sure it's like any other store. Wrong. Wrong.
I-Y-K-Y-K. You know what that means?
What?
That's what the kids say.
That's right. They hashtag it.
If you know, you know.
Yes.
And now you know.
So I head to the Bi-Mart for two specific items. Weed and feed and a new brush trimmer. Needed to trim the old shrubs. So I went in specifically for those two items. So I get my little cart, roll in the back, find the hedge trimmer. By the way, $30 off. Thank you very much, Bi-Mart. End up with some weed and feed and a couple other garden things. And now I'm on my merry way. So I'm heading up and we're going to check out. And I will say that the average age of the Falk Road Bi-Mart, 73 and a half.
Well, that's just on Tuesday. Understand that all ages love Bi-Mart.
Yes.
But the olds,
yeah.
There's something special about Lucky Number Tuesday.
So there are only two lanes
that were open.
The lady who was working my lane, 74,000 years old. And I felt terrible for her because she was struggling. She was struggling and, you know, it's like you're trying to be patient. And I realized the guy behind me is wearing his Vietnam veteran full outfit. He's got the Vietnam hat, but then he also has the Vietnam veteran's vest with some cargo shorts and then some sweet boots that he's wearing. I did not realize at the time I was coming from the gym and I was wearing a Navy like dry fit shirt, like a Naval Academy. Said go Navy on the back. Let's just say that opened the door wide. Just he and my man behind me.
Do you have a new best friend?
Oh no. He tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, you in the Navy?" And I was like, "Huh?" And I was like, "Oh." I was like, No, I'm not. And then he proceeded to launch in.
Stolen valor?
No. But he proceeded to tell me about how he was not in the Navy. He was in the Marines. In case you didn't know, the veteran. Then he proceeded to tell me that basically the Navy is a bunch of pansies. And he used way different language. So then he launches into that. And I didn't know what to say. So I was just kind of smiling, being like, hey.
Ask his thoughts on the Coast Guard.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what to tell you on that. Dude's not a big fan of the Navy.
What?
Because, you know, the Marines are kind of part of the Navy, and they're not happy about
but
that.
But they're the baddest of badasses.
Yeah, so he's letting me all in on that. Then he proceeds to tell me about how, back in his day, they would have run right through me. Big old boy like me wouldn't have cut it in the Marines. No, too soft. So he's telling me I'm too big.
That's wonderful.
Too big to be a Marine. He would have just, if this
Thank
was a different
you, sir,
day.
I wasn't trying to be.
I don't know. So he's launching into me on that. So I'm just like, whoa. So then I'm waiting to get to the front. And now the people in front of me, now we got double chaos. Because my lady in front of me with her man, dressed in all camo, by the way, these were their items. They had bird feed. They had a bunch of cat food, like little individual cans of cat food. Had some beef jerky. And had some concealer, some makeup concealer that was on clearance. Got it from the clearance bin. Well, guess what? When they rang it up, it came up as $375. And I'll tell you what, that's not
too
clearance
expensive.
Bin.
No, that's too expensive.
We weren't having
it. That should be 99 cents.
We weren't having it at all. So now there's a scene.
Yep. And I'm calling the manager. Check.
And my poor lady at the front, who, by the way, is claiming that after me, her line needs to shut down because she's got a doctor appointment that she's got to get to. And she has multiple what appear to be like IV bandages on her forearm. And looks like she's on death's door. I feel terrible for her. And she's trying to tell the people behind me, there's no more. Like, this is it. This guy with the brush trimmer is the last one. And people aren't having it.
This pansy from the Navy.
So she's now dealing with the discount concealer, which is not going well. Because we need a manager over there. The manager says that it's $375. The lady insists that it's not $375. It came from the discount bin. So now we got a whole thing. On top of that, in the middle, and by the way, none of this is exaggerated. This is exactly how this went down. And I'm like, oh my God, Bi-Mart. In the middle of all this, another lady comes over, 1,000 years old, to tell the checkout lady, my gal, who just wants to get to her doctor's appointment, that the random, like, kind of thin mint-looking candy thing, like one box of some sort of mint candy, she was charged twice for. By the way, not, I don't know when this occurred. At no point when I was in line was this lady in my line, but she wanted that lady to know that she was charged twice. And the lady's like, she says it's already been corrected. She had already been to the customer service and it had the $2 whatever charge, but she wanted the lady to know that she was overcharged and so that it wouldn't happen again.
Oh, yes.
She wanted that lady to acknowledge what had happened, and she was not going to leave until this lady acknowledged what was going on. So now we've got makeup happening. We've got the kerfuffle in the, she wants the acknowledgement. By the way, people keep stacking up in line and the lady keeps telling them, no, this is the last guy.
Couple that with your lack of military preparedness and gosh.
Yeah, and the fact that the Navy's a bunch of candy asses. And then this was the coup de grace. This was the best part of the whole thing, right? So finally, like the lady with the mascara thing, we get that resolved, everything. It's my turn up. And the lady finally tells the last person in line again, because more people just keep lining up. So she says one more time, and my Vietnam vet guy finally loses it and is like, and then tells her there's a little like elastic thing that you can put up that tells people the line is shut off. So now he's livid that the thing hasn't come up. And by the way, he's been here this whole time. But he now tells the lady, why didn't you put up this thing in the first place? And so now he's giving her the business about how that doesn't go up. So he goes to put the thing up, and he's all sorts of upset, again, at the lack of procedure. So at this point, I said, sir, you go ahead of me. I'll go to a different line. I'm not in any rush. And so I'm just like, you know, you go. I will go to the back of the other line and be fine. And hand to God, the guy with the Vietnam thing looks at her, it looks at me and goes, I'm not even buying anything. Like what? I was like, he puts the little thing across and then just leaves.
Just doing a little quality control for the Bi-Mart checkout procedure?
He just walks away. He just walks away.
I'm not
even
buying
anything.
Looking
at the poor lady and she just goes, I just need to get to a doctor's appointment. And I'm like, yes you do. What can I do? I don't know. I felt so bad.
That was a lot.
That was first Bi-Mart Tuesday.
Is it possible that he is an employee? You know, it's employee owned.
I don't know.
So perhaps he was just, looking over things, making sure everybody was up to standard.
This all went down at my very first Bi-Mart Tuesday. Is it always like this?
This is where Todd from Bi-Mart instantly regrets giving you a Bi-Mart membership. I'm not sure he would love that, but, look.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. As we all know, the olds are kind of in their own world.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's just the way you get when you get old. And so it's really, they're all very siloed.
Yeah.
And so imagine having to deal with 50 of those, you know? And then, you know, I've always found that the people at Bi-Mart are really good at what they do because they've all worked there forever. It's employee owned. Like they do a good job of training employees and they stay there. They they all know. You'll see the same if you keep going in there.
Yeah.
Every week,
I will.
You will see the same people every week. It's very nice. And they're all very competent. But you know, when you have to deal with that many olds, bro, it gets wild.
It was.
And especially
and everyone
on
was passionate.
Especially on Tuesday. Well, yeah, this is their week. You don't understand. This is their week. Do not ruin it.
No. And that's the thing is no one was like, no one yelled. No one was mad. It just was a lot. There was a lot going down.
I'll tell you the one thing that they will not have in there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the customers. Yeah. They will not have long lines. You cannot have a long line. They will riot. They will riot.
Well,
and the Bi-Mart and the people know it.
Yeah.
And the workers.
Yeah.
And so they're on it. Like they'll come running in. They're like rappel in from the ceiling. Like, where were you? I was up working on the roof. I gotta work the register for this old lady over here.
Oh yeah, the one of the ladies came down. They have like the little there's like a little, I don't know, there's like a crow's nest, like where they do the numbers and everything.
Oh yeah, they're all up there.
The lady came down and made sure that everything was was taken care of.
They're always well staffed.
Whew. But I'll tell you what, it was spicy.
God.
Hey, but you know what?
You got what you needed.
I got what I needed, and I'll tell you what, those are banging deals.
And you got a segment out of it.
And I got a segment out of it.
They are banging deals. You can't beat those deals.
Buy Mart on a Tuesday did not disappoint for me. And I will never forget, hand to God, the guy. I'm not buying anything. What?
You guys want to know the best part?
What are you doing here?
Buck, you want to know the best part?
Yeah.
You know how much a membership costs?
$3.99.
$5.
$5.
Okay.
Worth every penny.
$5 gets you your green card.
Yep.
I feel like my father-in-law would love this place.
There's no question. Everyone would love it. You just have to be exposed to it.
Yeah.
If you come across it in your life, you will love it. Just maybe to some people, it's just, I've never been in there. I'm not a member, so I won't go. But
no. Go.
You should get a membership.
Go.
My father-in-law is the type that when he gets his newspaper, he likes to look at the advertisement section and see what they have on sale at the Big Five.
Right.
And I'm like, you would be a Bi-Mart guy.
The Big Five.
Yeah.
Total. Yeah. Show him Bi-Mart. His mind will be blown.
Yeah. He's like, look, they have six different beard trimmers that are less than $16.99. And I'm like,
oh, just
that
wait.
Sounds great.
That sounds great, Dick. just wait. Wait till he gets a hold of the Bi-Mart savings guide.
Oh, so good.
And then, you know what the best? Here's the even better. We keep forgetting great parts.
Ice cream?
When you're in there, Mike Barrett's talking to you.
Yeah.
He's on the loudspeaker.
Don't they have notoriously great ice cream too?
Well, they don't have any. No, I don't know.
I thought Bi-Mart had good ice cream. Do they sell their own ice cream?
Well, they don't. It's all dry goods. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a little.
Maybe I'm thinking Bi-Rite.
They had a milk fridge. I saw that.
They do have a milk fridge. They have little, you know, like eggs and stuff. But I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Garden supplies, great deals.
That's right.
Deals.
All right. Wow. Holy crap. I'm going home.
Should we just shut it down?
I didn't know what to do.
Let's go home.
This is my first venture out of the house in like 4.5 days, and I ran smack dab into that. Couldn't have been happier.
I mean, there is sports. There are sports. Yeah. There not is.
Is. Are. Not is. Maybe.
And we're going to get to that. You know, our Murray State Racers are in the College World Series.
That's a great story.
It is.
Did
a
you
great
read
story.
About them?
Well, yes. Yeah. Why do you think I'm bringing it up here on the sports show?
Sports.
We'll start with that and headlines next on The Fan. I have prepared game today. This was inspired by Buckley. Yesterday, we got into Ricky Henderson talk. And
super dead Ricky Henderson, right? Didn't he die this year?
Well, I mean, not super, but yes. Yeah. Recently dead.
Yeah.
He died, huh?
I think he passed away this year.
Yeah, he did somewhat unexpectedly. He was like 61.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went through his career, and boy, is it bananas. Like, he played for Oakland like 5 different times.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Played for the Yankees a couple times too, didn't he?
Yankees once.
He had multiple stops with 3 or 4 different teams.
You know, he was a Mariner.
I do remember them. I remember the Mariners. I remember the Padres.
And I think he was a Padre twice.
I thought for whatever reason he was a Yankee twice.
I think he may have been. I think he was like an Oakland Athletic, a Padre, and a Yankee twice over at least. And he was with the A's 5 different times, like Isaac said.
Yeah. We did all that yesterday. And it inspired the new fun.
Red Sox?
No, he was not.
Yeah,
he was after the Padres. That was one of the two teams that were like,
I don't remember that at freaking
I thought
all.
I was the one that said he was in Boston, and then we learned that he wasn't.
No, then we learned that he was.
My
72
God.
Games.
That was just yesterday. I don't remember a damn thing
I think
about
we learned
him.
He was on like 4
Jesus.
9 different teams?
I think more than that.
14?
27, I think.
So the Athletics, Yankees, then the Athletics again, then the Blue Jays, then the Athletics again, then the Padres, then the Angels, then the Athletics again, then the Mets, then the Mariners, then the Padres again, then the Red Sox, then the Dodgers.
So only one Yankee stop.
One stint with the Yankees, for whatever reason.
Well, anyway, in honor of him and that, we have, with which franchise did these Blazer greats finish their career?
Oh, I'm excited.
That. Yeah. Is later today on the show.
I love the weird, like, Jerry Rice with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Was Rice
it's actually pretty neat.
Yeah.
Was
Seahawks and Broncos.
I know Seahawks.
And Raiders.
I don't remember.
He was still good with the Raiders, though.
I don't remember Denver.
Yeah, that was the tail end. I think he was like number 19.
Did he even?
Which was painful.
Did he even play with them, or did he just go to camp with them?
I don't know if he ever played there, but
he actually played a couple games with the Seahawks, right?
Either way, like that's the because Jerry Rice with the Raiders was still good, and then we had the I'm Sorry tour, which is like just I'm sorry to anyone that had to watch that, and he hung on with Seattle and with Denver. You know, that's like that Joe Namath with the Rams or Willie Mays with the Mets. It's just
there's a lot of them.
It's bad.
So that's later. But quick headlines: our Murray State Racers are in the College World Series. They knocked off the stupid Dukies, which you always love to see.
Suck it, Duke.
Yeah, suck
in
it,
your face, Jeff Hoffman.
You dork. And they're a great story. So John Morant said he is going, so he will be there. Hopefully they have metal detectors. And they are a great story because they are plus 7,500 to win the College World Series.
I'm guessing that's probably not a great bet.
Well, the next highest odds.
Sure.
Is plus 1,000.
So a bit of a gap between old Murray State.
Yeah, from 75-1 to 10-1.
And who's the other one? Like Coastal Carolina or something?
No, they're like the third.
They're
best.
Actually,
they're good.
The betting or the books think pretty highly of the Chanticleers.
I want to say it was maybe Louisville that was.
I think it is might be Louisville. Louisville's the second least likely by the odds,
and that's who Oregon State plays.
Yeah,
and they play Friday at 4.
Yeah, so there's
wanting to know.
Two brackets of 4, double elimination, and then the winner of each bracket plays each other.
So who does Murray State play? That I didn't see.
I will take a look.
I believe they play UCLA.
Because when I saw the bracket yesterday, it was still Duke or Murray State.
Yeah, I think the winner of that game was getting UCLA.
So
yeah, because the bracket's already set. So
yeah, the bracket's already set.
Their stadium holds 800 people, and their coach cuts their grass.
Yeah, that is UCLA and Murray State. And on the backside of that is the SEC, Arkansas, LSU, and yes, I love that the coach is out there Forrest Gump style on the Toro.
Hey.
Cutting grass.
That's what it's all about. How can you not get behind that? Who do you want to root for more? That guy and them, or the dude who's a dentist playing in the U.S. Open? Did you see that story?
I did see that story.
There's a bro who's a dentist from Indianapolis, and he qualified for the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
He's a good golfer. He's obviously, but he's...
It's not just some dentist that on the weekend goes out and plays.
He had tried to play professionally before. Yeah. I think he was on a long drive tour before. Yeah.
He's 6'6 and can hit it a mile. And all he said was, and he was kind of a college... He flamed out on his college team. He was at Butler.
Sure.
And they said, he was like, screw this. I'm going to go be a dentist. I kind of want to make money. I'm not going to golf. And so he starts his own practice, but then he gets back into golf, and he plays at a club, whatever.
Sure.
But he said in order to qualify for the U.S. Open, because the U.S. Open is at Oakmont, which is outside of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. That's where he grew up. He grew up caddying out there. So he's like, oh, I'm going to try to qualify for it this year because it's at Oakmont. And so he chose Walla Walla. He went up to Wine Valley because he said, well, I thought it looked wide open and long.
And that's what he
And it suited my game.
Yeah.
And he shot the best score of anybody up. There were only two spots for the U.S. Open up there. He got one of them.
And he also said after, kind of scouting all of them and realizing that was the best fit, I also realized that if I didn't play well, I'd have some good wine to drink out there.
There you go. Now, I'm not certain that wide open and long is the best at Oakmont. Rory played there. Did you see Rory shot an 81?
Finished birdie to go 81.
Said he played pretty well.
Yeah, he said played pretty well. Birdied the last two holes. And he was like, I felt I played all right. Yeah, shot an 81. He said that if it was at all off the fairway, he goes, you were spending minutes looking for your ball. He said, thank God they have spotters. So to my dentist bro, who hits it long and a little wild off the tee, not certain that these are going to be the best conditions for you.
I just find it. Well, remember, he knows Oakmont, so he'll probably win it.
I don't think that's the case.
So it's probably easier to root for Murray State over the dentist, only because he's a dentist.
Sure.
And he's doing fine.
Yeah.
You know? Well, like if he were a welder... That would be a different story, I think.
Those uppity dentists. Well, we've all been ripped off by by dental insurance, which doesn't cover anything.
Well, no, look, sorry, dentists, but no one feels sorry for you in any way.
I'm looking right at you, Gillespies.
Ever.
No one feels bad.
You just don't.
Yeah.
You don't, like,
it's a good life.
You can't bitch.
No, you can't.
You just can't.
No.
So this guy, that's cool, but Murray State.
Murray State's great. Well, that's one of my favorite parts about college baseball is... Well, no, I mean, you look at some of the teams that have even been traditionally good. Hockey's like this. hockey, like, look at the Frozen Four. Dude, it's a bunch of, like, random schools, like Minnesota Duluth and North Cloud.
St. Clair, and, like, you do get Blue Bloods in there. You get the Minnesotas and the Boston University
stuff.
But
it's awesome that in baseball you can get Cal State Fullerton, you can get Murray State. You mentioned Coastal Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Coastal Carolina, like, has a legitimate shot at winning that thing.
Yeah, they're like the third favorite to win it.
Well, the fact that Oregon State has won three, right? Little old Oregon State, and then you're going toe-to-toe with the LSUs of the world, the North Carolinas, and I just think that's a cool part about college baseball. So I'm all about it. Murray State.
Do you think that Popeye Jones will be there?
Is Popeye Jones a Murray State guy?
Yeah, you don't remember Murray State in the tournament?
No.
Back in the day?
I played Murray State at BYU.
Murray State made a run in the NCAA tournament one year with Popeye Jones. Mm. And I don't remember how far they got. And he wasn't that great of an NBA player, but I don't know. There was something about them in college. Mm. They were awesome.
All I remember is when we played Murray State to start a year, my senior or junior year, and Murray State was supposedly like fourth or fifth in the country in their division. So we got told that, you know, oh, you got to look out because, you know, they're great for their division. Yeah, we beat them by like 40. And I remember being like, oh, they're terrible. That's all I knew about Murray State until Ja Morant came along. And they're somewhere in Kentucky. I knew that.
That's right.
Tennessee.
They're the
Racers. Are they Tennessee?
No, they're Kentucky.
No, they're Kentucky.
Because they do some like horse racing tribute type stuff. And that's where the Racers mascot comes from, is horse racing.
Yeah, the mascot is like a dude on a horse. He rides on a horsey for a little while. So that's a great, the fact that the guy, the coach mows the grass and their stadium can pack 800 people in it. I'm sorry. Go Murray State.
So we are now rooting for 25% of the College World Series.
What do you mean?
The Beavs and the Racers.
Oh, yeah, Beavs and Murray
State. Two out of eight.
Well, Buck isn't. Buck's a son of a bitch over there. He's not rooting for the Beavs.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
that
ticket's dead. That was just a super regional ticket.
Are you ready to come on board our Beavs?
No, he's not. I guarantee you bet against. I guarantee you bet on Louisville already.
I had a Twitter exchange about this earlier today. As a rival Duck, I can't say that I want Oregon State to win, but I won't be mad about it
if
they do.
You freaking bitch!
Plus, I've got a futures ticket on LSU to win it all.
See, Buckley is not going on this adventure with us.
Well, we can't expect him to. He's a Duck fan.
Why not?
Because he's a Duck fan.
Well, we'll see if the lines get juicy, and maybe I'll hop on board.
By the way, someone has pointed out that Gary Gilmore, which sounds made up, by the way, led the Coastal Carolina, is it Chanticleers?
Chanticleers, yeah.
To the 2016 World Series. They won the whole thing? Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I see a good little nugget here that this field of eight, it's the first time in almost 60 years, or almost 70 years, that all eight teams were not there the previous year. So there's no possibility for a repeat champ.
That's cool.
Like, LSU is often there, but they're not. Tennessee won it all last year. They just got knocked out by Arkansas. So
Tennessee won it all last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking through. So this is kind of the beauty of baseball. So this last 25 years, we've had a national title from Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, little old Oregon State, obviously three times, Coastal Carolina. Who else we got? Fresno State won one.
I remember that.
Cal State Fullerton, Rice. I think that's
Rice. That's right.
That's fun.
Hey, one
Pepperdine
circle,
won it in the 90s.
Can I circle back to two huge Popeye Jones facts?
Do it.
He's a Murray State racer.
Okay.
He is called Popeye because one of his eyes seemingly pops out of his head. I don't know if you've seen him.
I can't. Well, He's
kind of a weird looking.
He's
fella.
A weird looking cat. He's got some ears, and I didn't know why he was named Popeye.
We all have some ears.
Well, I know, but
he's got some ears.
Look, I'm not going to say it. He's an interesting looking fella.
Yeah.
I always thought it made because he had really long arms. I thought it was something to do with that.
He's a goofy looking dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, his sons Seth and Caleb. You may know Seth Jones.
That's the hockey player.
Yes.
So what's a bigger deal to Popeye Jones, that his racers contend for the College World Series or that Seth wins the cup with the Panthers?
I'm going to say Seth with the Panthers.
I'm going to say
that
so.
Would be my,
yeah.
That would be my guess.
But, hey, you never know.
Yeah.
What if he's at the Murray State game?
While there's an NHL
while
final game.
While his son is playing for the Stanley Cup.
I think you got to probably go watch your
he
son.
Could be in Sunrise, Florida
Winter
for game
Hawk,
four. Instead,
great.
He's in Omaha.
Seth Jones.
Yeah.
Even right. They play the Panthers, so screw him.
Well, go Beavs and go Racers.
Yes.
Okay. Now, they don't start till Friday. I think.
That's right. Yeah. The tournament starts Friday. The Beavs do play on Friday.
Yes.
Louisville. They play Louisville.
4 o'clock.
They do got Louisville. So more than likely they were, I mean, if chalk holds, it's like LSU or Arkansas, I think, are the favorite to come out of the bottom half.
Well, they're the two overall favorites.
And they play each other in the first game.
And they play each other in the first round. So the nice part is the two overall favorites, if Oregon State were to advance, I mean, you got a good break that you don't have one of those in
on your side.
On your side, yes. So Oregon State has to contend with Coastal Carolina, Louisville, and Arizona. Some old Pac-12 love, by the way.
Yeah. Three old Pac-12 schools and three SEC teams.
And Arizona's coming off the big upset of North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
All right, so there's your hot college baseball talk from the college baseball show of record here at the Fan.
And the Bi-Month show of record.
Yeah. That's right. And as we established yesterday, we are the tennis show of record.
We are.
I mean, I claimed it.
We had hot Roland Garros takes.
We did. We were talking tennis.
I went
yesterday.
Into a deep dive of Coco.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Coco Gauff's great.
I wasn't familiar enough with her body of work, so I did a deep dive. When you're sick and you can't do anything and you're just like in bed for like three straight days, you find yourself
I'm going to Google this tennis player.
Yeah. You find yourself down a lot of...
Learn a little bit about her.
Yeah.
What else do I have to do?
Yeah.
All right. Three stars are not at minicamp. That's next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, coming up, when you think of great MLB catches, what do you think of? We will get to that.
There's a new one.
There certainly is.
This is
amazing.
We'll get into it, but I'm not saying from like just like recency hyperbole crap. That may be the single greatest catch I've ever seen in my entire life.
But first, we've got three bros not at minicamp. Now, you know how I feel about these stories, Chase.
Yes. They're a bit silly.
These are silly because, and you know, every once in a while you get a Le'Veon Bell who sits out a whole year. It does happen.
Yeah.
But
he's a beast.
For the most part, these are all just posturing. The contract, this is just business. They'll get it done. They'll figure it out and we'll all move on. But
yeah.
TJ Watt is not at Steelers minicamp. And these are not voluntary. These are mandatory.
These are mandatory, so you can find them.
Trey Hendrickson is not at Bengals camp, and Terry McLaurin is not at Commanders camp.
And they're all, by the way, they're all lame ducks. This is the last year of their deals. Not rookie or anything like that. These guys have all been paid, but they're woefully underpaid, considering as the market gets reset. So none of these guys are going to be willing to come in and play, especially when you get to that third contract. No one is going to play a one-year deal at this age. It's just, it's not going to happen. So I guess that's where this could get contentious. And I'm not worried about Watt. I'm not worried about Scary Terry. Trey, a little bit, because Cincinnati is just so effing stupid. They haven't signed their number one draft pick, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world because it's all slotted anyways. The way the Bengals do stuff, that's the one if you want to be worried about something. I could see them finding a way to F this up. But for the most part, you would assume that all of these guys eventually settle on a deal, and before week one or before, you know, you get too far into training camp, every one of these three are going to be on big new deals. I don't think anyone's resetting the market, but they'll find a nice place to be in the top, let's go, five or six of their respective positions.
They're all about the same age.
Yeah. They're all turning 31.
Hendrickson's 30. Well, McLaurin's only 29.
But I guess, yeah, he'll turn 30 and the other two turn 31 this year.
Right. Which, that's kind of that age where teams start to balk a little bit.
Well, and right? You know, my theory, and I hate signing receivers over the age of 30. It doesn't end well. It just, the list of people that have actually had successful big contracts into their 30s, it's few and far between. But if you're Washington, this is the one that I think more than any you have to do, which is saying something for me because, I hate signing receivers into their 30s. It just... they fall off a cliff. We always talk about running backs. Why don't we talk about receivers? Because this happens to them as much as running backs. And it happens more frequently because people pay these guys more frequently. But if you're Washington, McLaurin he's the best receiver that you've had, arguably as good as anyone in your franchise's history. He's been the model of consistency without great quarterbacks around him. You've got a brand new quarterback here that set the world on fire. You're going all in. You're speeding up your process kind of the way that the Texans did when C.J. Stroud went into his second year. So you've made moves to go out and get another receiver. You've made moves to go out and get another corner in Lattimore. You're shoving your chips into the middle. So you have to bring back McLaurin. So this is the one that if you're Washington... don't screw around with this. Like, this is everything you're doing signifies that you need him. He is the focal point of your offense. He's the focal point of your young quarterback. This is one. Do not screw this up. Pay the man. And his is probably the easiest to do. He's the guy that probably slots in the easiest because he's not Jamar Chase. He's not Justin Jefferson. Ayuk is $30 million. That's the floor. To where, like, if you're an agent, it's ridiculous that you're taking a dollar less than that. You look at DK Metcalf, CeeDee Lamb, 33, 34. My guess is, and Amon St. Brown is 30. Split the difference between that, 32, 32 and a half, and you're the fifth or fourth best average receiver per year, and you got your deal done. It's just a matter of how many years. He probably wants four. You're probably three. Maybe you go four and only guarantee three. This one should be really easy to figure out.
They paid Debo $17 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for receivers, though.
Yeah.
If you give him 30.
But you've got a dirt-ass cheap quarterback, and you're not really expensive elsewhere.
That's
so
true. Well, they paid Tunsil. I forgot they signed Tunsil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. They sped up the clock. They went out and got Lattimore. They got Tunsil. They got Debo. They did not let this kind of grow and marinate. Again, this was the Houston Texans. They're like, no, we have an all-world quarterback, and we think our time to win is right now.
Do you think they would have done that if they hadn't made the NFC title game?
I certainly think that that sped the clock up, and I don't know if it's a good thing. I'm
not sure it is.
I think signing expensive veterans scares the living daylights out of me. And I think you're better off just kind of letting a team grow and mature. But I get why. I mean, when you go to the conference title game, and I understand why in your mind you have to say, dude, we are one step away. But I think if we're being realistic, and look, Jaden Daniels is really, really stinking good. And the Commanders were a great story last year. If you're an objective football watcher, the Washington Commanders were not the second best team in the NFC.
Oh, no, but your quarterback's so young and you know you got to pay him.
Yes.
I think teams are smart enough to know, like, look, when we think we've got something special, yeah, we're not going to let it marinate. We're going to get her done before the quarterback makes $1 billion.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
I just think that speeding up that process usually doesn't end up working out for you. I get
speeding. But letting it linger or letting it marinate doesn't either.
I mean,
because Daniels, I mean, he's going to get $55 million or $60 million bucks.
He'll get it, but you can kick that down the road for 5 more years, and then you can actually restructure it the first year to not really be a killer for you. I just, again, I don't, there's a fine line between being Cincinnati and doing nothing and doing what the Texans did and what the Commanders are doing. I think there's a happy medium between there. I think you look at, like, what, Philadelphia?
Right.
I don't love it, but I understand why they're doing it. And once you signify you're doing that, if McLaurin goes more than, I don't know. I mean, God, if you go into camp and this thing isn't done, then I ask the Commanders, what are you doing? Because he's the second most important piece on your team besides your quarterback. And so when you're going all in,
they'll get it done.
You get it done. Don't
they will.
Don't screw this up. The Watt and Henriksen one, though, those could get contentious. Those could get a little sticky.
Well, they'll get sticky. They already are.
Yeah.
It's just they'll be there when push comes to shove. They always are. All right, coming up next, let's talk about great catches on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, that was a good drop to play, Buck, because Dusty
was getting
him
out of here.
Yeah, he's in here bothering us again with station business. We're trying to perform. You know, we're just the monkeys. Yeah.
It's showtime over here, okay?
That's right.
We can do administrative BS later.
Yeah. Get out of here.
See, get.
Dusty's here way more than, well, Jeff, like, COVID changed everything.
Yeah.
And once COVID hit, I think Jeff just kind of worked. Like
he shut it down.
Well, he was at home a lot.
I think he realized that maybe he was 1 foot out the door.
Well, he was here.
Dusty's still in there proving himself. And he's got an office. Jeff didn't have an office.
That's true.
I think when you get an office, there's certain expectations that are lumped upon you.
Well, you have to have a lot of private conversations. So yes. you kind of need an office.
Yeah.
But Jeff worked, I think, here part of the day. And then by the time we were here, he was long gone. So we never really saw Jeff after COVID.
Do you really think that he did? I think that's a convenient.
I don't know.
I think that's a convenient. Oh, we miss each other. Well, I don't think Jeff ever came in.
I always said that to Kim. I'm like, does anybody work here anymore? And she would always be like, well, you remember your show starts at 3. It's very vibrant during the day and in the morning. And I'm like, I don't think it is.
I don't think so. Because we come in sometimes to tape something. I mean, a lot of times we get in here 2. I get it. But you're telling me by 2, everyone's gone?
I think that Jeff was making an appearance here like once a week. And often that
Smart.
Appearance wasn't seen by us. But he also had some interesting habits. Like as recently as this last football season, he'd be milling around here on a Saturday during Ducks pregame. And it's like, why? For yeah, what? But then we're doing our shows in the day. And it's like, well, where's Jeff?
Yeah, it's interesting. Well,
I love that we're great, like making an appearance.
That
like
guy was
Prince
1 foot out.
Something showing up at the Grammys.
He was 1 foot out the door 7 years ago.
Exactly.
Okay. And look, I'm not going to lie, I'm the same way.
Dusty's right? boots on the ground.
Dusty is boots on the ground. He's a go-getter, that one. Anyway, he just killed a whole segment because now we have to move on. Mm. I mean, we got
to be on time now.
Yeah, because He's the one in here bitching at us about being on time.
Well, now we're on time.
What a son of a bitch, this guy.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, coming up next, we'll talk about great catches, because boy, did we have one last night.
Yowzes.
On The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.